May 22, 1919. In the era of the living and the divine will, the souls will complete the glory of God on the part of creation. Continuing in my usual state, my little mind was wandering in the holy will of God and, I don't know how, I understood how the creature does not give to God the glory which she is obliged to give. And I felt embittered. And my sweet Jesus, wanting to instruct me and console me, through an intellectual light told me, my daughter, all of my works are complete. Therefore, the glory that the creature must give to me will be complete. The last day will not come until the whole creation has given me the honor and the glory which I myself wanted and established, and what some do not give me, I take from others. In these I redouble the graces which others reject from me, and from these I receive double love and glory. To others, according to their dispositions, I reach the point of giving the graces which I would give to 10. To others, those which I would give to 100. To others, those which I would give to 1,000. Sometimes, I give the graces which I would give to cities, to provinces, and even to entire kingdoms. And these love me and give me glory for 10, for 100, for 1,000, etc. In this way my glory on the part of creation is completed. And when I see that the creature cannot make it, in spite of her good will, I draw her into my will, in which she finds the virtue of multiplying one single act as many times as she wants, giving me the glory, honor and love which others do not give to me. This is why I am preparing the era of the living in my will. And for all that creatures have not done in the past generations, and will not do, in this era of my will they will complete the love, the glory, the honor of the whole creation, and I will give them astonishing and unheard of graces. This is why I am calling you to live in my will, and I whisper into your ear, Jesus, I lay at your feet the adoration, the subjection of the whole human family. I place on your heart the I love you of all. On your lips I impress my kiss in order to seal the kiss of all generations. I clasp you with my arms in order to clasp you with the arms of all, to bring you the glory of all the works of all creatures. And I feel in you the adoration, the I love you, the kiss, etc. of the whole human family. How could I not give to you the love, the kisses, the graces which I should give to the others? Now, know, my daughter, that what the creature does on earth is the capital that she forms for heaven. Therefore, if she does little, she will have little. If much, she will have much. If one loved me and glorified me for 10, she will receive 10 more contentments, corresponding to as much glory, and will be loved by me 10 times as much. If another loved me and glorified me for 100 and for 1,000, she will receive contentments, love and glory for 100 and for 1,000. In this way I will give to the creation all that I have decided to give, and the creation will give me all that I must receive from them, and my glory will be completed in everything.